Morning Star Show with Super Sly 75. You're listening to OnTheWakeUpRadio.com. Sign up for OTWTube.com, Uncensored Free Speech Platform. Shout out to our super producer, Cindy Ashby. All shows are live on TheWakeUpRadio.com. Catch replays on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, as well as OTWTube.com. And now back to your host, Super Sly 75.
Give me a quick sound check. Let me know if I'm clipping. Hopefully I'm not clipping. I'm going to have to buy some more cables. I'm going to have to buy some. Okay, hopefully I'm not sparking or anything like that. Hopefully there's no static. It's spring break. Conspiracy, I ain't forgot you. I haven't forgotten you. I just want to get this knocked out the way. So, third world was happening. So we all got the alerts. Shout out to y'all that alerted me. Even though I got the alert, it's okay. We're all in tune. Hey, I'm gonna just say this. Diddy's going to prison. He's going to prison. It's not even a question. The only question is for how long. Diddy should have did what Russell did and just left the country. This is not enough for me. I'm not satisfied with the raid. The raid is just the beginning. It's the feds. All right. Let me get everybody in the chat. Yeah, see. You really think he's going... Everybody in chat, what is the federal conviction rate? Anybody in the chat, what is the Fed conviction rate? Wait, he said got an alert from spiritual world, even though they never talk about anything spiritual. Yeah, I see the people putting saying this is the ghost of Biggie 27 years ago on this day, life after death came out, blah, 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 blah. That's great. 98% conviction rate. That's why he's going to prison. There will be no deals cut. He's going to prison. The only question is for how long? Okay. The only question is for how long? Now, just like they got R. Kelly, sexual trafficking, which means RICO, which means the Mann Act. So this is how they're going to get you, black male celebs. They're going to hit you with the Mann Act every time. Every time you fly a chick that's under questionable age or even of age, and if you fly her across state lines for paid sexual favors, that is a violation of the Mann Act. Okay? Whenever you either pay the woman after or book the ticket for her in lieu of any type of sexual services across state lines, plane, train, or boat, that is a violation of the Mann Act. This is how they're going to keep getting y'all jammed up every time. Now, they already got interviews from Jane Doe 1, which was the white girl they had. They try to run a train on. The white girl was Jane Doe 1. And they got another man, John Doe 1. But they already got witness statements. But you know what? I ain't gonna hold y'all. Y'all didn't come here for clips. Y'all came here for the diddiness. Y'all didn't come here for the clips. Came here for the diddiness. Let's get to it.
And of course, we're trying to gather more and more information about it here on Live Now from Fox, as Diddy's home in Los Angeles has been raided by Homeland Security. Of course, we're learning more information. I do want to take you back out here before we get out to our Fox 11 team in their coverage, because some of this video is very dramatic and we don't know a ton of information right now.
Wait, they were live the whole time. They were on for about an hour and some change. I was literally in Walmart listening to that. They were literally live streaming for about an hour and a half this entire raid. But what you're getting here is just a 13 minute clip, because I don't know where the entire live is at. Either still processing or they took it down, whatever the case may be. But the original program for this was about an hour and a half long. I mean, they covered it from start to finish.
About this here on Live Now from Fox. Of course, breaking news Please. Of this, as you can see, potentially law enforcement.
Yo, watch how they break down the door. They're coming through with the AR-15 on your head, 16-inch barrel.
Officials and other officials just outside of a gate, this on a street near the Beverly Hills area. Of course, we're following it very closely on Live Now from Fox. And of course, we were watching this. We didn't know exactly what we were seeing at the time. So this is just a little bit ago, as you can see a crowbar to get through this gate initially as well. The long guns and a multitude of
and
people.
And the ARs come out.
Zoom out a little bit just to see the amount of force they are using to get inside this home. Of course, the complex in which this home sits is a very expansive one for the American rapper and producer. You can see them checking inside of a vehicle. We don't know exactly what is involved, if Diddy's even there. We don't know a ton of information about this at all, but this was dramatic video coming in of the Los Angeles home there raided by Homeland Security. Some of those images there on the backs of them. We also saw other images. I want to kind of quickly move to what else we saw, as people were led away, potentially in custody. Don't know who these individuals are, if they're related to Diddy in any way.
Listen,
but you can see
everybody's getting handcuffed in a raid. Doesn't matter if you're on the list or not. Everybody's going to get handcuffed. You're going to get taken down. You're going to get your name. You're going to give a statement. Everybody gets semi-arrested in a raid. What depends if it's a search or search and arrest. Two types of warrants: search and a search and arrest. It sounds like this was a search, but if you get caught up in a raid, everybody gets handcuffed. Everybody, for the most part, gets taken downtown, especially if it's the feds. If it's a state, it's a different raid. But if it's the feds, everybody getting handcuffed. Everybody's going to take a trip until they, you know, till they say otherwise.
See them, a dramatic video from our Sky Fox team there in Los Angeles as we continue to cover this. And our Fox 11 team is there on the ground right now as we speak. Let's take you out to some of their coverage here as we follow this developing story out of Los Angeles.
And then detain those three people inside. We haven't seen any signs of P. Diddy himself. Again, we're hearing that he was possibly in New York, but several people inside the home that will surely be questioned. Very chaotic scene when all of this happened. Lots of neighbors wondering what's going on, of course, and we'll keep you updated. But it's definitely going to be quite a scene here for the remainder of the day.
Yeah, when you see this number of law enforcement agencies coming together, making this type of raid to such a big, high-profile mansion like this, in a neighborhood like this as well, this is very thought out, methodical, planned out for days. So they base this on a number of information gathering that they've received and evidence or what they're looking for. So clearly this is not something they do lightly. They really go through the process of making sure that everything is ready before they conduct a raid like this. So yes, it took a lot of planning for all these multiple agencies to come together to actually now conduct a type of raid like this, as you're seeing right now with this street also shut down for the time being. Because Haley, you could see the perimeter has been set up in that neighborhood to keep just the public back from the work that's being done. And there you have the shot from Sky Fox.
They hit both homes. They hit both homes, LA and Miami. Homeland Security. But this is coming from New York. New York District Court, Lower Manhattan. This is New York. So they had the feds and LA and Miami officials help with the raid. This is a multi-jurisdictional task force, because the charges he's looking at is for sex trafficking, which means there's a RICO coming, which means the Mann Act is going to be the end result. So you have New York, Homeland Security, LA, and Miami on your neck. He's going to prison.
Again, these heavily armed vehicles right next to all those luxury cars. You already see a Porsche, a G-Wagon, so many luxury cars right there on that property. So it is a very differing juxtaposition there of what you're seeing. But look at this mansion here in Holmby Hills where the raid is taking place. Again, we don't know what exactly they're looking for, who they're looking for. But again, this could possibly be linked to a sex trafficking investigation involving rapper Sean Combs, the music executive. But as you heard from Haley right there, she believes and she's been hearing that we do not think that Sean Combs is on that property at home right now. He may be in New York as this raid is being conducted. But we do know from our reporting that over the course of the year already, just as early as March this year, there have been several lawsuits filed against Sean Combs. So clearly this could be part of it. We are not sure at this point. But again, Stu, if you could hear me, what are you seeing right now in terms of your point of view?
Well, again, we saw some of those officers right there at that one of the back houses. They did bring a ladder in. They actually went out and brought that ladder into that property. You see it right there. And then they brought another ladder. So there's probably something inside this building right here that they are very curious about. Or they were, like you said, it was very well planned. They knew they were going to need that ladder to make access. So there's something inside this piece of property in the back as one of the back houses that they have been very interested in getting at. We haven't seen them bring anything out. At one point, I can say, and when I keep saying that we didn't see them bring anything out, we did see them bring out what looked like a big plastic bin, but I don't know if that was something that they had brought in with them.
Yes, RICO is racketeering influence conspiracy or some, what is the term? Let me look at it real quick. Racketeering influence something. RICO meaning, not that I need to be an expert in it, but what does it stand for? Yeah, Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is what killed the mob. What they used to get the mob. Okay, let's go.
As far as possible tools that they needed. But that was the only thing that was seemed to be out of the ordinary, and that did come out of that back house that we just showed you. This is that front area that you were just talking about moments ago. We watched as those Bearcats made their way up Mapleton to actually do this raid, and then we watched as officers were getting through one of the pedestrian gates over here on this side of the property. Once they had breached that, well, then they opened those gates up right there, and those armored vehicles rolled in. They were very quick in whatever they needed to do to seize that home. That garage door went up very quickly, and it doesn't seem to be actually a garage inside there. We've been trying to peek in with the camera every now and then. It looks like there's a large table inside there, so that might have been an office area or some sort of staging area, and that's where we believe that most of the people that we see in custody came from. At least that's where we watched them exit this building with the officers early on when this raid was just starting. As it stands right now, you've got plenty of these armored law enforcement still walking the property. You see them walking in pairs. A lot less of those weapons out, so they are less on the defensive as it would be. And you can see them just kind of making their way through that property. But I can tell you, every home that's on here, meaning there's three major homes. This one right here, there's a couple of officers still inside there. We know at least one officer is still inside here. So they're still standing guard. So that whatever it is that they're doing, this isn't over by any means. And I think this is probably just getting underway. They just want to make sure that all these buildings are secure. And if there is anybody on this property, that they are in custody before they actually start whatever it is that they're looking for. But again, as you mentioned, very well planned, very quickly executed, and of course a number of
which means this was in the works for months, which means they were planning this for months. I believe this is long before Cassie, or at least before she settled. This was long before she said Diddy settled with Cassie. This was in the planning in the months. But let's go.
Officers out here. I couldn't even venture to say how many of these armored officers that are on the property. You can see them right there, and this is just a small group. That was also one of the things. As soon as they made their way into that pedestrian gate, the first thing they did was open up all those doors on that Range Rover and then made their way into this portion of the home, and that's that garage that we've been talking about. That garage door went up very quickly, and of all the people that we've seen come out of the building, that's where they all came from. They walked them out, put them in this little corner right here, and that's where they've been questioning them ever since.
Another ladder, as you were mentioning, a couple of ladders on site.
Okay, so let me combat that statement. I'm sure he got rid of important thing. Ma'am, they already have the evidence against him. Hence why all this is just crossing T's and dotting I's. They have two witness statements. You got Cassie's case. God knows whoever else is already in the mix. You got the pictures and the videos from Lil Rod. There's not much he can get rid of at this point. Jane Doe number one, the white chick, is enough to sink him because she was already underage and they flew her from wherever she was at to New York or to that studio in LA. One, I forget which studio it was located in. That's already a violation of the Mann Act. That's enough to sink your ship. There's not, I don't know what more he could get rid of. There's nothing for him to get rid of. The evidence has been compiled. Listen, the feds take their time. The feds take their time. This is going to be a federal issue for him. not state, not state, federal, going to federal prison.
As part of this raid, I don't know what they're looking for or where they're trying to reach, but yeah, we did see somebody carrying a ladder, the second one on the property right now. It does seem like there are three different buildings on this property, the main mansion, and then two guest houses, for lack of better knowledge in terms of what they are exactly used for, but yes, two smaller type houses on the lot as well, and of course the pool right there in the middle with the grass lawn. So clearly, yeah, this is going to take time, and that is why probably there's so many personnel on site to go through everything and do the search that they are conducting. We, again, don't know a lot of information in terms of what evidence they're trying to collect, who they're looking for, or why they made the raid to begin with. But again, this could possibly be involving the sex trafficking investigation. And again,
you're done. Two words you don't want to hear in conjunction. Sex trafficking. Two words you don't want to hear as a black man in conjunction with you. Sex trafficking. You're done. You're not beating those charges.
We get more details, of course, we'll bring it to you. But this is going to be a while. You see the Department of Homeland Security officers right there in that Bearcat. You know, this could be phase two of what to do now, what they're searching for, and making sure they have all their information they need when they conduct a raid like this and go through the process of going through that property. It is a big mansion indeed, owned by Bad Boy Films and one of Sean Combs' children. So again, this happening just about 20 minutes ago at this point. We do have video from earlier, if we could show you that, and we have been showing some of that to you in a bigger box. As juxtaposed to the live pictures you're seeing right now. But when they made entry, it was very methodical, and they did have many different law enforcement officials here as a unified operation.
Of course.
A lot of them making sure that those entry points are secure and they're able to make entry altogether with very, very little use of force. So clearly it is a process whenever you conduct a raid like this. So again, we do have Haley Winslow on the ground as well. She is pushed back to a certain perimeter though, so they're very differing vantage points that we can see. But if we do look at the ground shot there, you see law enforcement on the ground there as well. Haley. Anything changing where you're at right now?
Just a lot more people showing up on scene. It's been pretty hectic out here. Yeah, this all unfolded about 25 minutes ago, and I apologize that you couldn't hear me clearly earlier. It's very loud, especially we've got, of course, Guy Fox showing you all of this from overhead. But basically, it all started about 25 minutes ago, 30 or
so. Okay, now, this is where I must correct you. Morgan Freeman, sir, Diddy is not Epstein, okay? If you believe Epstein is no longer whatever the scenario that... Listen, Epstein is way up the ladder. Like, he's far more important. Epstein's not a nigger. Come on now, stop. He's not urban. Epstein is a protected individual, a useful individual. Okay? They will go through great lengths for Epstein. Has anyone seen? I'm still waiting for y'all to show me Ghislaine Maxwell's mugshot from federal prison. I'm still waiting on Ghislaine Maxwell's mugshot. When you get initiated, when you get brought in, processed in. Where's her processing paperwork into the federal prison system, Federal Bureau of Prisons? I'm still waiting on Ghislaine Maxwell's mugshot. Hello, anybody? Yes, assets. Urban folks are not assets. Please stop this. Okay, Jay-Z, a useful asset until when they get tired of him. Diddy was at one point a very useful asset until they got rid of him. The old man, they killed his wife and then got him up out of here. Avon, or what was his name? The old Clarence Avon at one point was a useful asset. Okay, urban folk, y'all just stay in y'all lane. Okay, you're not that important. Come on.
So law enforcement vehicles that were from the Department of Homeland Security, LASD, of course, LAPD assisting in this as well. And they pulled up to this home that's registered to Bad Boy Films, part of Bad Boy Entertainment, one of P. Diddy's companies. And the home's also...
Who is Diddy going to throw under the bus? Wait. What? Name me the non-urban people that Diddy's going to throw under the bus. Who are these non-urban people that Diddy has dirt on that he's going to throw under the bus? Enlighten me, educate me. I'm here to learn. Please tell me. I would love to know what dirt Diddy has on non-urban people that he could use as leverage to reduce the chances of him going to a federal prison for sex trafficking under the Mann Act. Don't worry, I'll wait.
also registered to one of his daughters, so they basically all got out of the three Bearcats. They went in, they were obviously armed. They pulled a few people out, as Stu was telling you, up in Skyfox. But we're hearing that P. Diddy may not even be here. We, of course, haven't seen him. We understand he may have flown on a private jet to New York, which I'm sure kind of threw off their plan, although this was very strategically organized. So I would assume by now, whether he is in New York or not, that he is likely in custody if he is involved in this. But again, we are hearing that
Don't worry. We're going to get the footage of him turning himself into the feds for questioning, surrounded by a plethora of attorneys. We're going to get that footage. It's coming. It's coming.
This is involving P. Diddy and sex trafficking charges. To what extent or with what details, we don't yet know. But of course, we will be on top of this all day. It's been, it was pretty hectic when we all rolled in. We were kind of right behind the line of law enforcement vehicles as this was all unfolding. And we're since obviously behind this crime scene tape here in Holmby Hills. This is off Mapleton Drive here in the 200 block where they are in front of this home that involves P. Diddy. And we'll, of course, bring you the very latest as soon as we get it. It's a very active scene. You can see the officers actually right now. This is law enforcement officers from the Department of Homeland Security coming out right now. They're actually walking down the street in uniform. If you see them right now, Sandra, marching down the road.
Yes, from your vantage point, do you see them holding anything? Are they taking out any information? I can't really tell from where I am. Just the
drone. Tony, can you see?
No, ma'am. They have to secure the place first. Then they bring in the windbreaker agents, right? All the heavy hitters, the tip of the spear go in first. The guys with the big guns, 16-inch barrels, they go in first, secure the place. Then you bring in the windbreakers. You know, the windbreakers with the windbreaker jacket that says FBI or Homeland Security. Those guys that don't pune, you know, so they'll bring those in, those people in after the place has been secured. Ladies, stop this nonsense. You know how this process works.
Just brought out their law enforcement drone. It looks like they're putting that away now.
Yeah. Okay. They have Tony, our photographer. He zoomed in a little bit better, so he's got a little bit better view. But yeah, it looks like it's their drone.
Okay. And we are hearing from TMZ at this point that P. Diddy, Sean Combs, home in Miami is being raided as well. Again, TMZ reporting that his home in Miami is reportedly being raided.
Rat, listen, y'all sound crazy. Rat on Clive Davis for what? For what? Seriously, y'all want black folk to be so important in this business. They're not. What is he going to tell the feds that Clive Davis did? What did Clive Davis do? Stop confusing urban with non-urban importance. But seriously, educate me. What is he going to tell the feds that Clive Davis did? I would love to hear y'all reasoning behind this. Seriously.
Right now as well. So clearly a link in all of this, but as far as more information in terms of what they're looking for, why this raid is being conducted, still more questions than answers at this point. We're looking for answers and more clarity. So we're hoping to get more of that.
Okay. Now, RC sent me the link for the Miami raid. Let me pull that up. Uh-oh. Boop. Okay, let me knock this out real quick. Hold up. That. Let me pull up the link, my mans. Let me find the link. We're going to look at the Miami raid. Yo, when they hit both of your properties on opposite sides of the coast, you're done. This is a multi-jurisdictional raid at the behest of New York. Okay? At the behest of New York. Wait, RC, I'm looking for that link. Hold up. Wait, RC, post that link again, bro, if you can. I can't find it. Yeah, RC, post that again if you're still here, if you don't mind. Please and thank you, sir. I said first Nature Boy, now Diddy. Battleship is sunk, man. Battleship is sunk. A1, thank you for the super chat. Where'd it go? Same week as the eclipse, huh? Hey, you know what? Funny thing, cause Wrong sound. I was listening to homegirl Starheel, and she said something like this would happen. So, a lot of, you know, spring cleaning for this eclipse. Yeah, 300 watching, 112 likes. Wow, that's so disrespectful. Okay, let's get to Miami. Everybody, grab some popcorn and kick your feet up. You're going to be here for a while. Let's go. That is Miami. Oh, is there no commentary? Oh, it's just a live feed. Okay.
Okay, am I clear to do an orbit here, or do you need me to hold the shot? Okay.
Okay, just a live feed. It was a live feed. Okay. Is that it? There we go. Okay, wait. So, Homeland Security, blah, blah, blah. Sports also say rating. Yeah, really. Okay, LA Home. Yes. NBC reporting to agents. Uh-oh, here we go. I told you. Agents already interviewed sources in New York leading to warrant. I told you. It's the white girl, the little white girl they flew out. That's Jane Doe number one, the one that's fighting to keep her anonymity. Right? Remember, Puffy just went by the motion to release her information to the public. The white girl is like, no, keep my name private. Jane Doe number one is the white girl. Right? They flew her out and tried to run a train on the girl in the bathroom, where they did do something to her in the bathroom. That's the white girl. John Doe number one is a male. That could be a little Rod, but we don't know. But come on, let's continue. Zone, thank you for the 20 on the cash app. I mean, on the super chat, bro. I greatly appreciate that. Diddy Dunn Cloud Protect the salute slot for that clip. I agree. Gems drop. Niggas mad. Superman. Superman. Yeah. Listen, think about all the great black executives, all the great black music execs. Suge is in jail, is in prison. Russell's on the run. Diddy's about to be, you know, in prison at some point. All of the greatest minds of black musical excellence, the men, they're done. Clarence Avon dead. Diddy going through this. Suge's in prison. And then we got Russell on the run. The only ones that's left is really Baby from Cash Money. I'm sure his time is coming. And then you got, who else is left? Jermaine Dupri? Not so much. Jay-Z is probably the last domino left. And I know he should be hella nervous seeing all this go down right now. Like, I know Jay is like, oof. You know? All right, see, my man, thank you for the 20 on the super chat. Jelaine Maxwell's father was a former Mossad agent. Yeah, she's protected as well as Cloud. I need folks to know their place in life. Urban folk, you're only as important as till you stop being important. That's when you know if you're important. Yo, 50, listen, if you believe 50 is super uber powerful like that in TV and film, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's not a debate I even want to have with you. Like, if you believe 50 is moving and shaking things like that,
stand by for him.
Have at it. Jay Prince is a federal informant, allegedly. That's my belief. I believe Jay Prince is a federal informant. You'll never change my mind. And eventually, he too, you know, will see some steel bracelets. So, these are my opinions. Yeah, I've always felt that, Jay Prince was working with them people, because he did too much. Remember, the cop that wrote the book about him tried to kill him, And then he was able to sue the cop, the federal agent that tried to kill him, in the book. That doesn't, the feds, okay, so if I remember correctly, the rogue federal agent that had a personal vendetta against Jay Prince tried to kill Jay Prince. And then somehow Jay Prince was able to come back and sue him and the department. It's in his book, man. That's just, yeah, that's just, that's not, that doesn't happen to regular folk, you know? Man, we don't care about Shine. We don't care about Shine. All right, this is Miami. I'm gonna wrap this up. This is Miami. This is Miami. Okay. Now let me find Megan Cunniff's Twitter page. Megan Cunniff. Oh, it's Cunniff? Is that her name? No, Cunniff. Let me see what she has to say. All right, a massive federal and criminal investigation, Sean Combs. It was only a matter of time. Okay. Civil lawsuits against Diddy sure beg the question of whether they're... And once again, I said if they were serious, put him in prison. I said most of the victims probably just want the money. That's why I felt like he wasn't going to face any real charge. I didn't think anybody wanted him in prison. Nobody wanted to pursue the criminal part of the case. They just wanted the civil. They just wanted the money. So now I'm like, okay, it seems like they want to get in with the R. Kelly, right? Let's see. The hiring of Sean Holly. Once again, this is where they screwed Tory Lanez. This lady was supposed to represent Tory Lanez in the very beginning of his case. She works for Roc Nation. Sean Holly, black woman. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole with y'all, but this was the woman Tory Lanez's original lawyer. She got the call from Roc Nation, get off the case, and she did. And you see how that worked out for Tory Lanez. Let's continue. And Bobby Sternum by Diddy was also a sign of things to come. They are seasoned criminal defense attorneys. Diddy has hired Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer to defend him in the federal lawsuit from a woman who says he attacked her in 2003 when she was 17. Bobby Sternum is a former president of the New York Women's Bar Association and a seasoned trial lawyer. This is the Jane Doe one that they keep referring to. And this is the notice that Diddy has hired her. This was back at February 15, 2024. So he already knew it was coming. February 15, 2024. He already knew it was coming. Okay. Let's see what else she has. Okay. This is the woman here. Right now, we're awaiting the Judge Clark's decision on whether the woman suing Diddy can proceed anonymously or if she must publicly be identified as Diddy's lawyers argue as she should be. This was literally like a month ago that he wanted her information released. She's like, no, I don't want my information released. Okay. So was the motion filed? Okay. Yeah, Jane Doe. She's Jane Doe number one. This is the one that's gonna pretty much will sink his ship. Okay. Now let's go back. Let's continue. Anything else? Okay, this is what I was looking for. Confirmed with the U.S. Attorney's Office that the case is not out of L.A., but it's the Southern District of New York. Okay. Let's see. Right, okay, raids happened before the charges. Yes, of course. Let's see, it's likely that these lawyers will move to stay the proceedings on all civil cases until this is resolved. Okay. Unless someone is arrested, the chances of much info coming out today are pretty slim. Okay, this was a statement from Cassie's attorney, Douglas Wigder. He says, "We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct." Get your ass about here, nigga. You done. He's done. Okay, he's done. I don't know what else to tell you. Now let's go see what other news outlets are reporting. Refresh. Blah, 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 blah. Joining your broadcast to watch this. Got me. Everybody wants you to pay to read their articles. Like, stop. It's the internet. I'm not going to pay you to watch or read your articles. This is crazy. All right. Ray may be linked to possible sex traffic investigation. The source added 3 Jane Does and 1 John Doe have been interviewed by the Southern District of New York in relation to sex trafficking, sexual assault, the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms related to Combs. Now that these last few parts, that speaks to Lil Rod's accusations. So the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics, really, that speaks more to Lil Rod's, as I would say, more so than Cassie, because Lil Rod was like, this is all, and if you go back over his complaint, but this nigga's done. The source also said another 3 Jane Does have interviews scheduled. So that's 6. That's 7 people. We got the 3 women, 1 man that have already interviewed. We have 3 more waiting in the wings to be scheduled. That's 7 people. Sir, you're done. Homeland Security Investigations. These are the windbreakers. They come in after the place has been secured. He's done. Listen to this. Earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations, New York.
Being a woman in the surf lineup.
What is that? Executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from Homeland Security Investigations Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. This is the suit. This is the one that's going to sink his ship. That little white girl that they touched on. The woman whose name it wasn't disclosed in the court filing is the 4th person to file a lawsuit accusing Combs of sexual assault. The woman, this is the one, says she was in the 11th grade at a high school in Detroit suburb in 2003. Now, the first thing y'all going to say is, why was she at a party? First thing y'all going to say is, well, why was she at a party with grown folks masquerading as a grown woman, being fast and hot-tailed, hot in the ass? I get all that. Doesn't matter. Once you find out her, once you knew her age, kick it to the curb. But let's continue. She was in 11th grade at a high school in Detroit suburb in 2003 where she met Harv Pierre. Then the president, don't worry, Harv gonna get charged in all this too. Diddy ain't gonna be the only one. Harv Pierre and the security guy, what's his name? Muhammad or Fahim. that was named in Lil Rod's accusations. Oh, it's gonna be number niggas getting locked up behind this. It ain't gonna be none but urban folk, urban men getting locked up behind this. But let's continue. So Harv just saw the girl. Harv brought the girl, flew the girl out to Diddy, and they did what they did to her. You're done. She said Pierre flew her to New York on a private jet, took her to a recording studio right there. You flew her from Detroit to New York, and she's underage, and you did illicit sexual acts. That's a violation of the Mann Act, sir. You're going to prison. Took her to a recording studio where she was given drugs and alcohol until she was incapable of consenting to sex. Then the lawsuit said Pierre Combs and a man she didn't know took turns attacking her. Okay. The lawsuit included photographs of the woman sitting on Combs's lap that she said were taken on the night in question at the Daddy's House recording studio.
And done. Be daunting. Now, being a woman of
done. He's done. I don't know what else to tell you. All right. That's it for the Diddy edition. That's it for the Diddy edition. Anything else?
And off the top at 5:30, we continue to follow breaking news out of Star Island. Several law enforcement agencies are raiding the home of hip-hop mogul P. Diddy.
And tonight, we are learning it may be tied to alarming allegations. Let's get right out to CBS News. My name is Larry Seward. He joins us live from the scene with what we know so far. So, Larry, what can you tell us at this point?
Authorities not confirming very much beyond the fact that this is part of an ongoing investigation started by Homeland Security Investigations in the state of New York. Behind me, that is the entrance to Star Island. You can see the Miami Beach police car there at the entrance. If you look to your right, you can see this is where the Homeland Security Investigations are set up with their command post. We've seen not only HSI police, we've also seen an FBI agent and numerous other officers going in and out of the house that is behind it. You can see the beige complex there. That home, we understand, according to property records, owned by Sean Combs, or Diddy, as he is known, that property, again, being searched at this hour. We also know, obviously, Sean Diddy Combs has properties in Los Angeles and New York. We understand from our colleagues in Los Angeles that earlier today, the helicopter hovered above one of Diddy's homes there, that a similar law enforcement, they showed up there as well to search the property. It's not clear exactly what they're searching for or the details of the investigation. We've asked Homeland Security about that. They're only saying that this is part of an ongoing investigation led by New York, but obviously the properties in Los Angeles and the property here in Miami being searched as we speak. We're going to stay on top of this story and bring you more details as we get it. But back here live, you're looking at, again, HSI police setting up their investigation at this house. You can look and see the driveway, the gate. It looks like that gate has been disabled because it's sort of just leaning up against the pillar on the side as they're backing a van up into the property. Again, we're going to try to get as much information as we can. We talked to neighbors. They told us that these police officers showed up about 2 or 3 hours ago. So again, we'll dig for information, have more for you as it comes out. For now, we're live on Star Island. Larry, see what's the guest news. Bye.
Okay. it's over. He had a good run, though. I ain't gonna front. Like, he had a great run. He had a great run. Okay. That will conclude the Diddy edition of this program. I'm sure like 100 of y'all that came here just to watch can leave now, because I'm going to move on to something else. Respectfully. This woman, Fannie Willis. Listen, this chick is going to get disbarred, man. Okay. This chick is going to get disbarred. It's just a matter of time. Let's go.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. You know, I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal. No, my team's been continuing to work. And I think the media and especially organizations like your own have been paying attention. All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Y'all, if y'all really believe... Oh my gosh, I'm entertained. I love it. I'm loving it. You can't tell Fannie nothing. She thinks she is important. And once again, another urban person given power by those above her, feeling herself a little too much, and you're going after their own people. Stay out of them folk business, but she gonna learn the hard way. I'm here for it. This woman will be disbarred. This woman will be disbarred. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Nope, let me say that. I'm gonna say that too. Oof, that was pretty bad. What is this? Hey, nope. I'm saving that. All right, here we go. This is sad, y'all. Listen, old hip hop heads. The most beautifulest thing in the world is not this footage. Y'all send a prayer to Keith Murray. Send some love and light. Somebody set up an altar for Keith Murray. He going through it right now. Come on, y'all.
Huh? Don't film you? Guys, look who it is. It's Keith Murray.
Why are you filming me?
Because you're famous.
No chill.
You're cool.
Okay, don't.
Do you want money?
Yes.
You want money?
Yes.
How much?
How much money will you give me?
20.
Okay.
20.
Okay.
So let me just record you real quick.
Why are you recording?
Because you keep Murray.
Okay. Understand.
You really keep Murray?
Yes.
Can you see?
This mental health thing is for real. And I hate that it's been watered down and diluted, especially when it comes to us, especially when it comes to urban men, because we don't get that grace that everybody else gets. Everybody else gets to take a mental health day. They can claim mental health issues all day long, except urban men. They don't have that grace. They can't use it as a crutch. It gets laughed at and dismissed, right? This man clearly is not well, has not been well for some time.
Something?
Huh?
Can you sing? Rap something?
Man.
Huh?
Excuse me.
You want $20?
Yes.
So rap.
Huh?
Rap.
I don't understand what you... Why are you filming me?
Huh?
Why are you filming me?
Who are you?
Wow. Now, for those that already went to her TikTok, it's always your own people. It's always your own people that does this to you, you know? But just goes to show that urban men, y'all truly have no friends. Like, you guys, we are truly alone in this. All we have is each other. But unfortunately, due to decades of programming and social engineering, you see each other as opponents and enemies, and instead of seeing each other as an asset, right? Damn. That was pretty sad to watch. That was sad to watch. Old hip hop, y'all going out hella bad. What is this? You know what? Let's go down memory lane. Shaq versus Kobe. This never gets old. They need to do like one giant like 8-episode documentary just on the Shaq and Kobe beef, because they never really got to the crux of it. I've seen other documentaries, but they never really got to how important Kobe was to LA, and the seeds were sown very, very early, long before Shaq left. The seeds were already planted, like, no, Kobe is going to be our future. Even though he threatened to leave and went to go visit Chicago, that could have been epic thing. If Kobe would have came to Chicago, that'd have been hella dope. But the seeds had been sown very, very early, long before Shaq left. Come on, let's go.
I hit Kobe one time, and it's like the FBI came to my room the next morning.
No way.
Yeah, it's like he off limits. I said, what you mean? Like, bro, he off limits.
Yes, I was.
Mary West came down, Mitch cupped up, Magic brought his punk ass down there.
Jerry, Mitch, and Magic said, hands off, don't you touch Kobe. Kobe is the future. I don't give a damn about the snitching part. I don't give a fuck about all that. I don't care about all that. We're not here for that. I'm here to tell y'all. Oh, y'all couldn't see it? Y'all can see it now? Okay. I'm running back.
I hit Kobe one time, and it's like the FBI came to my room the next morning.
No way.
Yeah, it's like he off limits. I said, what you mean? Like, bro, he off limits.
Yes, I was.
Mary West came down, Mitch cupped up, Magic brought his punk ass down there. Like, hey, man, leave him alone.
That This was long before Shaq left, before he got traded. Kobe was the future. They already knew. All right.
And the only reason why I didn't mess with him, because when I got to Orlando, Scott told me lift his bags. I said, I don't do that, bro. He said, you're a rookie. I said, no, I'm not a rookie. I'm Shaq. I ain't lifting no motherfucking bags. Hey, if you think about making me lift these motherfucking bags, you better get the motherfucking taste out your mouth. Well, part two of my killing spree.
That was funny, but no. Shaq knew Kobe was the one. All this Batman Robin shit, it was in reverse. Kobe was Batman. Shaq was a big ass Robin. Okay? Get it right. What other clips we got? What else we got? Hey, you know what? Come on, let's do some WWE real quick. WWE is popping. I'm here for it. I'm back being a fan. I acknowledge the tribal chief. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for it. Let's go.
If anybody in a MMA world or UFC world or whatever ain't got no respect for the business of pro wrestling or just the lifestyle and the brutality of it, I would invite you to take your training camp to a different town and train in a different town every day, just like the WWE people do. Just follow them around and train in different camps every single day. Then go home on a couple days that we give you, and then get back on the road, take that training camp, and get ready for a big-ass fight. When you throw the travel at it, and you ain't got no posse of 5 to 10, 15 people taking care of your ass, it's just you running solo, go do that.
Yeah.
And then do it for 10 or 15 years, and then report back to me, because I want to see what the science and the lifestyle taught you about what the fuck we do.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll take a Pepsi challenge on that with anybody.
I don't want that.
And you know, here's the thing. You take different kinds. Like, man, if I was to haul off and hit you right now with a working punch, I would hope that you would barely feel it, and I'm barely going to feel it, because we're trying to go down the road and take money.
Yeah.
You know, make money together. We're using our bodies. I trust you. You trust me. But in that, you know, the backdrops, all the damn, you know, throws off the top turnbuckle that Ric Flair took over the history of his career, all that shit is like interest. It compounds daily.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people look at that mat. Hey, that's kind of like a trampoline. Now, fuck you. It ain't no trampoline. You land wrong. And all your vertebrates and everything gets all twisted up.
Listen, shout to Stone Cold. I still want him to make like one last appearance, man. Just one time. Oh, I'm back to trolling y'all. All y'all. Oh, children are blessings. All you silly, soft ass, selfish ass people that believed, oh, children are all blessings. Cause listen, when I be on Instagram, and I be on the next when they show these jacked up ass kids, these genetically defective kids. When y'all post these stupid inspirational memes with these genetically defective children, and I show up in the chat like, all children ain't blessings. Come on, Sly, come on, man. This is an inspirational post, man. Come on, so we ain't here for all that. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we here for it. Yeah, we are. Stop playing. And I know some of y'all. I'm not gonna do that. I'm telling you right now, and I'm gonna say it again, and I'm keep saying it. You give me a defective child. Yeah, okay. Give me a defective child. See how quickly, see how much I'll be around. Sly don't come see his baby, even though the baby's all jacked up on breathing tubes and you know, all just. He don't come see the baby. Look at y'all YouTuber guy. He don't even come see his kid. Hell no. I do not acknowledge genetic defectiveness. Sorry. So yes, if there's some woman out there that got a jacked up kid, you claim it's from me, don't bother. Don't text me. Don't call me. Don't send me pictures. Why? Now, for all you selfish, sadistic ass parents out there that think more about yourselves, than the quality of life for these defective ass children. I'm gonna keep doing this every now and again. I just gotta remind y'all of how selfish you people truly are. All you good ass parents. I hope you joking. You must be new here, sir or ma'am. Hey, Modge, don't time him out, but kindly remind this person whose channel they're on. Could y'all respectfully remind or enlighten this person whose channel he done came into? What do you see me laughing? You know how many posts and texts I get from people? Yeah, it's like, you know what? You right? Yeah, you know I'm fucking right. Yeah, it's like, I feel you, man. I just can't say it out loud. I know. I say it for you. It's okay. Y'all going back in y'all homes and deal with y'all's defective ass children that you low-key regret and low-key hate. Right? Because you were a selfish parent. Because somehow religion has told you if you took this child out, you're going to be punished for it. Right? Because you're the majority of y'all religious. It's in y'all's head. Y'all ain't got the balls to live in Sparta. When the doctor told your ass, hey, found this anomaly in the chromosome. And these, it's going to end up bad. It's going to end up with trisomy 13. You still want to have this kid? We recommend you don't have this kid. You know, it's a blessing from God because God gave me the baby. Thanks for my child. All you Cheryl Pepsi Riley ass motherfucking parents. All you goofy ass Cheryl Pepsi Riley ass parents. Thanks for my child. You gave me home. Thanks. All you thanks for my child ass selfish, sadistic ass parents. Sir, ma'am, it's okay. There's nothing for you here. The door is that way. Okay? I'm not here to debate you, change your religion, opinion, or disposition. Okay? Humbly, please leave. There's nothing for you here. Okay? All you thanks for my child ass parents. And a lot of y'all is women though. Honestly, a lot of y'all women that do this shit. The average man does not want a genetically defective child or does not want a constant reminder of how genetically defective their child is. That's a piece of him that he knows is flawed and should not be here. But because Supreme Court gave y'all the power over y'all's body, y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay, because the universe has a way of kicking y'all's asses when y'all decide to keep these defective ass children. Okay? What is this kid doing? I don't even know what this kid is suffering from. What is this? It's not a doll. It's not a dummy. It's not AI. This is a real live kid. This is a real live kid being a prisoner in its own body. Shame on you parents that bring these children into this world and force them to live in bodies that do them no good. Shame on y'all. Some of y'all right now watching it from the clouds got a fucked up ass kid. Shame on you. Selfish ass prick. You selfish, sadistic. Why would you want to see your child live like this? What kind of parent wants to see their child live in agony? Can't wipe its ass. You know, will never be able to function on their own. Let me run that back again. Come on. Once again, it's not a robot. It's not a mannequin. This is a real live child. And these selfish ass parents said, you know what? Nah, you gonna live in this prison that I'ma put you in. And I'ma trot you around and say, hey, right, everybody, look at my defective ass baby. All you Kiki Wyatts. all you Kiki White assholes out here with these fucked up ass kids that nobody wants to help you take care of because it's just too much. I run it back again. Come on. All you. Hey, man. Hey. Come on, man. Listen. I wish a bitch would be like, Sly, he got spina bifida. That's your problem. Because I'm sure the doctor told you in that first trimester, we're going to have some problems. I'm sure they, when they advised you, recommend or highly recommend you terminate and you didn't do it, that was your clue, bitch. Don't put that off on Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby got other things to do. Ricky Bobby got better things to do than this. This nigga said tickle me. Hell. Hey, if I can't throw, play catch with my kid, play dodgeball, goddamn it, basketball, can't teach my kid to drive, what good? You don't need to be here. It ain't personal. It ain't personal. Listen, if I tell you how many times people hit me on the back end and be like, you right, Sly, I regret, right? I wish I was being selfish. And now, or you right, Sly, I do resent my child. Y'all have this savior's complex down to a science. You rather risk the happiness and well-being of your child to make yourself feel better. Look what I'm doing. I'm taking care of my child who can't take care of themselves. That's some old messiah complex shit. That's a savior's complex. Why? Who in their right mind wants their kid like this? Who in their right fucking mind wants... You want a kid like this? When the doc come tell you after that first them blood test, first trimester, hey, we highly recommend you terminate because this, it could end up like this. And you still going to be that selfish of a prick to have this child live like this? Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Y'all selfish and sadistic. And you have a savior's complex. Talking about all children. That's not a blessing for this child to be living like this. Where's the blessing at? Where's the blessing in that at? Where? Find me the blessing in this child living like this. Where's the blessing in this? Once again, where is the blessing in this? Don't worry, I'll wait. Some of y'all newbies be like, I can't believe you say, yeah, you knew, because I've been saying this for a minute. Who wants their child living like this? Only selfish, sadistic ass parents with savior's complexes. You people want these kids like this. I shouldn't have to be watching these goddamn commercials with St. Jude's and your kid got spina bifida or you know what I'm saying? God knows whatever else. Some type of swelling on the brain. I should have to be watching these St. Jude's commercials with y'all's kids. When the doc told you, hey, we highly recommend you terminate. I shouldn't have to see all that. That's y'all selfish asses. Yeah, I'm waiting for the blessing in all this. I'm waiting for somebody, one of you Bible thumpers, one of you religious folks, show me the blessing in this child. Nah, we ain't here for the, nah, we're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do the vaccine shit. Stop. All right, that's a whole nother issue I don't even want to get into with y'all. Once again, pre-pandemic, when the doc told you, hey, sis, I highly recommend you terminate. Okay? Y'all gonna stop passing this shit off. It was all vaccine. Well, who told your ass to take the vaccine to begin with? See, now you're gonna make me have to pull this live stream down because some of y'all gonna make me pull this live stream down because a lot of you motherfuckers took the goddamn shit with your scary asses. With y'all scary asses. I'll lose my job. Okay, cool. Everything is a choice. Now they done rolled it back and they said, hey, you know, it's all good now. Y'all can do what full of scary asses. Shout out to everybody that stood firm and said, hell no. That just goes to show how much of a sheep a lot of y'all's really, that was y'all first real test. A lot of y'all failed it. And I hate to say this, and I just, the most respectful way I can put it, a lot of y'all watch these videos, these live streams, y'all, a lot of y'all Black Power, a lot of y'all, whatever, anti-government, right? Y'all first real test. The government said, okay, bet. Y'all talk this shit. Y'all watch all this Alex Jones, Trump shit. Y'all watch all that goddamn, whatever the case may be, right? We're going to give y'all a test. And a lot of y'all failed. A lot of y'all blinked. A lot of y'all flinched. The government made y'all flinch. And y'all buckled at the first sign of trouble. I'm going to lose my job if I don't get this motherfucking shit in my damn arm. A lot of y'all folded. Y'all ain't ready for no revolution. You don't want to get free. A lot of y'all made y'all kids go get that dumbass shit. You know how many fights I got in with my parents over that? Well, you being selfish by not protecting her. Nigga, do you know how many fights I got into it with my parents because I refused to subject me to that bullshit. Nigga, I passed my test. Fuck y'all talking about? Huh? I passed my test. A lot of y'all did. A lot of y'all's kids got that shit in them right now. And a lot of y'all hoping and praying and wishing that day don't come when they lay down or don't wake back up. They in PE and a little cardiac infarction happens. A lot of y'all praying right now, your kids in sports right now, please don't let my baby have no goddamn cardiac infarction during practice, during the game. It's all good, though. I'm not here for all that. I'm not here for all that. Instant plan. That's the plan. I'm not done looking. I'm getting text right now. What the fuck? They mad at me for shit. Don't get mad at me, shit. Hey, I'm not sorry. You know. Here's how I look at it with my parents. I'm not using my parents per se, but their generation. Look how much shit they didn't know, right? This is why Gen X is the best, greatest generation. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. Gen Xers are the ones that be like, hey, wait. There's a plan afoot. Something is afoul. This ain't adding up. This ain't 1 + 1 is not equaling 2, right? Gen X is the first generation to let y'all motherfuckers know, hey, some shit ain't right. Look at how much y'all's parents missed in the TV, films, and the music. We the first generation to say, hey, wait. Did you hear what he said in that lyric? Did you see the image and the visuals in that shit? Where were all you old Disney motherfuckers, right? Wait. All you boomer, silent generation, Disneyland, Disney World consumers, right? It was Gen X that said, hey, let's slow these frames down. Let's go watch Little Mermaid. Let's slow this frame down with King Uranus. And why is there an image of an erection? Right? It was Gen X that said, hey, wait, let's watch Lion King. Let's freeze frame them flowers that plop up in the air that says sex. Wait. That's Gen X did that. Gen X did that. None of you other motherfuckers can claim nothing. You only know what you know because of Gen X. You only know what you know because of Gen X. You only know what you know because of Gen X. Nigga, fuck out of here. We the greatest. And after us ain't gonna be no more. You just fucking Z's and millennials. Y'all ain't built to survive. Y'all ain't built for shit. I ain't been through no struggles. The fuck? Pussy-ass generation. Y'all pussy. These and millennials. As a collective, y'all pussy. I ain't been through shit. Niggas told y'all stay y'all punk asses inside. Y'all don't want to, now y'all don't want to come outside. You don't want to come outside. Stay your punk ass in the house then. Stay your punk ass in the house. Stay online and bitch and complain about whatever. All right? Gen X, the greatest. It kissed my ass. Anywho. It's the shit. It's your way left. Nah, ain't no Gen X. Nah, shut your ass up. Nigga, ain't no Gen X. Never stayed inside. Fuck out of here. Nigga, Gen X was outside. Fuck you mean? We got whoopings when we came in past the lights. The fuck you mean, man? Sit your ass down there. Ain't no Test Red. Ain't no, nobody built like Gen X. Nobody built like Gen X. Gen X is the reason why y'all even know half the shit y'all even, Gen X, it came from Gen X. It came from Gen X. That's it. That's all. All right. Not even for a debate for me. I refuse a debate. So, all right, man. Let me go and get in. Let's get into the fallout of some more fallout from Nickelodeon, and I'm gonna get out of here, man, because I'm ruffling way too many feathers, and that was not the whole point when I came on. Cause I still gotta get with my man Conspiracy. Oh yo, you know what? I'll say that for Conspiracy. Let's get the Nickelodeon. Ally D'Amico. This is crazy. I didn't even know about this TV show, to be honest with y'all. I never heard of the what was it called? The Naked Brothers Band. I'm new with this.
Hey babe, it's me again. Okay, question for you. When someone asks you if you want the good news or the bad news first, which one do you choose? I naturally lean towards always asking for the good first. I don't know why. Oh my god, my hair. Do you see? I'm stressed. Why? Because I'm watching the, I don't know who that is, but it's the Quiet On Set documentary. I had to. Like, we weren't a Dan Worf, Dan Schneider pedophile show, but we went through trauma. I went through trauma. Particularly, I had to stop. I don't know who that is. I have to rewind and see because my mind's been wandering to this one multiple times, but and actually multiple episodes, but there was an episode where Rosalina cheated on Nat and kind of kissed a French guy. Or she didn't cheat, but like they were...
What?
It was a scripted show. And a lot of people thought it was... A lot of kids thought that it was a documentary in real life. And people...
What the hell she talked... Let's play. There's more to it. I'm trying to understand her point of view, her context behind it, because it's sound like you rambling right now. But come on.
Particularly, girls wanted to fight me in real life. Like, okay. I didn't have fans because they thought it was real life, and that I kissed this greasy dwarf. I'm sorry to this man, but I did not want to kiss him. Also, guys, I'm 4'11". He's a 30-year-old man. I'm sorry, I couldn't even watch it. It gave me the ick. I couldn't.
And it honestly gives me PTSD. I'm watching this Quiet On Set documentary, and it's talking about how integral and vital it is to create, especially when it's like a kid's cast, to create an environment where kids feel comfortable to say no, or I don't feel comfortable with this. And then I'm like, yeah, maybe they do express that, though. It's also more important to create an environment that listens to the kids and actually does not make them do things when they don't want to do them, because they made me.
Well, okay, wait, we're getting to it now. We're getting to the good part. What did they make you do, girl? What did they make you do? Tell us, what did they make you do?
It was, from what I'm understanding, probably the most healthiest set out of all the Nickelodeon shows. However, it did have a lot of toxic and not so healthy aspects. And yeah, they made me kiss this guy multiple times, and then I always got hate for it, and it was like PTSD and trauma. But that's my Quiet On Set story. Okay. Apart from the taking my first kiss away from me. Okay, bye.
Okay, so they made you kiss a 30-year-old man at the age of 14, 15. That's pretty bad. Okay. Ally D'Amico, okay. I'm almost out of here, y'all. I've been on for an hour. Oh, yeah, an hour and some change. Okay, okay. Let's see here. Say that. Oh, wait, you know what? I'm here for, I'm Team Drake, man. I'm Team Drake. I'm Team Drake. I'm disappointed in Future. Kendrick Lamar is irrelevant. Okay, every few years, this man comes out with a diss record and gets everybody hyped. I never drank the Kendrick Lamar Kool-Aid. I always said he's like a mid-tier Andre 3000 wannabe. Y'all know good and goddamn well, had Cole and Kendrick been in the golden era or the second golden era of hip-hop, they would not have been noticed. I like J. Cole, but you put him in the 90s or 2000s hip-hop, mid. Okay, I'm Team Drake. I'm sorry, and I'm disappointed in Future. I'm so disappointed in Future. Come on, let's get this. Listen, your baby mama could be your best friend or your worst enemy. Good God. To all my BMs, I know a couple of y'all is waiting for my downfall. Bitch, it ain't gonna happen. to one of you or two of you funky heifers waiting for my downfall, bitch, it ain't gonna happen. Bitch, I'm too goddamn good with this. Bitch, it ain't gonna happen. Bitch, it ain't gonna happen. Bitch, good luck with that, bitch. I know a few motherfuckers right now just like, yeah, fuck Sly, I can't wait. We get to expose Sly. Expose me for what? For fucking a lot. That's what you is that what you gonna expose? I like to fuck a lot. Is that what you gonna do? Did I cheat on you? Bitch, did I cheat on you? Did I cheat on you, bitch? Alright, let's go.
And rolling notes. And I heard it's a trap house.
They said Rick Ross a billionaire.
Yeah, he ain't no billionaire. He over exaggerate everything. Y'all better stop believing that bitch. He do shit for the gram. And Drake, I want you to call me because I got something to tell you personally. He talk about your family bad and he racist too.
He talk about Drake like a dog.
Girl, he got a baby from a Russian woman, look just like Drake. Beautiful little boy. Same age one of that girl got them three children from, baby. Them children the same age. That's why she be hiding in the hole somewhere every now and then. Because she know.
Wait, now, to be fair, this is the same Tia Kemp that was riding with 50, I mean, was riding with Ross's op 50 at the time. You know what? Let me show those pictures. Wait. Let me pull it up. This the same Tia that was riding with his ops. Once again, your baby mama can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And sometimes you just can't see it for what it is. And motherfuckers change, man. Like, you can't control that. Where the hell are those pictures at? Oh, this is it. Okay, let me email it to myself. Once again, I like Tia Kemp. She funny as hell. She tells the truth. But at one point, ma'am, you were disloyal. At one point, you were disloyal, okay? At one point, you were riding on your baby with your baby daddy's ops. Not cool. To me, that's unforgivable. That's like one of your exes want to come on this YouTube thing and interview and live stream with one of your YouTube ops. Like, bitch, that's not cool. You understand? But let's continue.
Got a baby that her last baby.
What Rick Ross tell you on Drake business allegedly?
Because he pillow talk with me every all through the night when he wants sandwiches and wake up. His sleep pattern off.
Wait. I like Tia. But Tia is faulty. At one point, Tia was riding with the ops. Oh, let me Let me get rid of that. get rid of that. Let me X out of that. I saw me fucking tabs open. It's not even funny. Wait, let me pull up the evidence. Let me pull up the evidence. Now, Ross is better than me. Now, if me and you have a child together and we fall out, that's cool, but I'd be goddamned if you ride it, like, but you can't put nothing past nobody, y'all. The fuck these motherfuckers do? Ain't no vetting. When I hear anything, you keep talking as a vet. How do you vet? They're not animals. You know, you can't say, well, you can't go back to the grandparents and say, there's bloodline, there's an issue with the... So, this was his baby mama. Like, bitch, you with the ops. You know what I'm saying? Like, not cool. This was her. I like Tia. She's hilarious. She's highly entertaining. She is straight raw with it. No filter, no chaser. I love that aspect about her. But at once, bitch, you's faulty for this, though. Faulty for this. You faulty for this. To me, this is unforgivable. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no comeback for this. We can't come back from this. Ain't that his son? Ain't that his son? Ain't that Rick Ross' son? Ain't no comeback from this. Bitch, you dead. Dead. You dead to me, like. No. No. Faulty. Faulty. No excuses for this. None. None. Wait. Where's the other one at? Ain't no excuse. Ain't no excuse. Nah. Nigga, this beef is forever. This beef is into the afterlife. We beefing in purgatory. Do you understand? We're beefing in purgatory. We get to the gates, we fighting at the gates. Who's the angel that sits at the damn pearly gates? Talking about, hey, y'all chill. Ain't none of that. Nah. Nigga, this is forever. And until we reincarnate into the next life, is gonna be beef. This is forever. Ain't no, hey, I was young and you hurt my feelings. I was angry. Nah, bitch. Come here, hey, what are they doing? Full Metal Jacket. Lean forward. Lean. I need you to place your neck in between my fingers and my thumb. Lean forward. And choke yourself with my hand. Here, let me help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the one she had the sex tape. This is the one he got sued for releasing her sex tape with another guy. And he got his hands on that. And he 50 released the tape of her with somebody else. Faulty. Ain't no get back from that. Ain't no coming back. We can never be cool. Nigga, I got three bitches practicing voodoo on your ass right now. We can never be cool. I'm going to Haiti, find some old witch doctor lady. Hey, man, put the roots on this bitch ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Every year we hold a ritual against your ass. Every year. Every blood moon is for not her. That wasn't her in the sex tape? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. It was the brown skin baby mom. Okay, bet. Still. Y'all be careful who y'all make these kids with. But even then, still, there's no guarantees they won't flip on you. But like, I like Tia. Once again, she's a highly entertaining character. But this is not cool. This is not cool. All the fathers in the house, if your baby moms did this with your kid, with your ops, seriously right now, I need all the fathers to chime in. You got kids with a woman, and she know you funking with this guy, and you and this guy don't get along, and she do this type of shit. Let the man hold your boy. Yeah, no. And the beef is going into the afterlife. Even if we get into heaven, we fight in heaven. Okay, God gonna be like, hey, y'all, listen, just cut that shit out. No, nigga, this is forever. Were you kidding me? All right, let me get out of here. Did I miss anything? I gotta get ready for conspiracy. Did I miss anything? This is 12 hours and we'll pull this just because of the little rant. You know what? Yeah, this is why I got to pull this stream. Let me explain to y'all why this stream had to go away. Because I got to pull this stream because of this. Because y'all, some of y'all had the nerve to give me pushback for this. Yeah, she chose. Yeah, stay over there. Yeah, stay over there. So this is why I have to pull this live stream. Because a lot of y'all got mad because I called y'all selfish and sadistic for allowing your children to live a life in this perpetual prison in their own bodies. This young man can't express himself to you. He can't tell you how he feels, what his dreams and aspirations are. So a lot of y'all that got mad at me for saying the truth, this is why I gotta pull this stream down. So as y'all get up out of here, let me run it. Yeah. All you selfish ass, sadistic, all you masochistic ass parents that want to see your children live like this. Huh? All you parents that, all you thanks for my child, Cheryl Pepsi Riley ass parents. All of you religious children are a blessing ass parents. All of you. That's my baby. Ass parents. This should be my outro. Uh-oh. That should be my outro. You know what? This for all y'all's, you know. Sly, you just the evil. Yeah, I be evil. And guess what? I ain't gonna be saddled with no defective ass child. Huh? Y'all take y'all's kids out in public. Let me just say this. Come on, man. Let me pull this back. When y'all take y'all's kids out in public, we looking at y'all like, why y'all, how could you let your child live like this? We don't look at y'all as courageous. We don't look at y'all as brave. Like, look at these selfish ass people parading their defective ass child out here like it's a win. No, bitch, that's not a win. You guys are not winning. You people are sadistic. Who wants their child like this? Who wants their child like this? You know what? 12 hours. 12 hours. I'm out of here. Y'all have a good one.